Ever wish you had like a decoder ring for all that complicated legal stuff? Well, today we're going to deep dive into how the AAA, the American Arbitration Association, is using AI to make dispute resolution way less of a headache and, more accessible to everyone.
The AAA has always been a leader in the whole alternative dispute resolution world, offering arbitration and mediation services. But what's really cool is how they're using AI to make these processes, smoother and less intimidating.
So they're like translating legalese into plain English.
Exactly. One way they're doing this is with this tool called Clause Builder AI. It helps you draft those arbitration and mediation clauses without needing a law degree.
So how does that work? I'm curious.
Okay, so picture this. You're trying to write a contract, and you need to include a clause about how you're going to handle disputes. Instead of like wading through pages of legal jargon, you can just describe what you need in normal, everyday language. And then Clause Builder AI takes that and generates the right legal language for you.
So it's like having a legal expert right there in your computer.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And what's really impressive is how they developed it. They didn't just like, hand it off to the tech people. They had their legal team work really closely with the technologists to make sure that the clauses generated are accurate and they meet the AAA standards.
So a real collaboration between the legal and tech minds.
Exactly.
But let's get a little technical for a second.
Okay.
What's happening like behind the scenes to make this Clause Builder AI thing work?
It's all powered by these super cool advances in AI, specifically these things called large language models.
LLMs.
LLMs, yeah. They're basically AI systems that are trained on just tons of text data. This lets them understand and generate human-like text, which is how they can take your plain English description and turn it into like proper legal clauses.
That's wild. Sounds super futuristic. But you know me, who's got to bring it back to how things affect people in the real world. So what does this actually mean for someone who needs to use these clauses?
I think it's all about empowerment. Before drafting these clauses was something that only lawyers really did. But with Clause Builder AI, individuals and small businesses, they can actually take more control over their own contracts and understand what they're agreeing to.
Like it levels the playing field a little bit.
Exactly. And it can save people time and money
Yeah.
by making the whole contract drafting process simpler.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, I know that the AAA is also doing some interesting things with APIs. Can you break that down for us? What exactly are APIs and how are they being used here?
Okay, so think of an API as a messenger that allows different software systems to basically talk to each other. So in the world of dispute resolution, this means that clients can electronically submit their cases and all their documents directly to the AAA.
So no more mountains of paperwork. Everything is digital.
And it's not just about convenience. This kind of integration can seriously boost efficiency and reduce errors. These systems can work together 24/7 LT, no matter what time zone you're in.
That's a big win for everyone.
Definitely.
Are there different types of APIs that the AAA is using to make this happen?
Yeah, they've actually developed both inbound and outbound APIs. So inbound APIs handle receiving all those case filings and documents from clients, and then outbound APIs take care of sending updates back to the client, like case status changes or document deliveries. It's all about seamless information flow.
Okay, so we've got these APIs sending information back and forth between all these different systems, but we're talking legal cases here. There's got to be a lot of sensitive information involved. I imagine security is a big concern.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the AAA takes security super seriously. They've put some really robust measures in place to protect confidentiality. So everything's encrypted. And they have those strict access controls. They also do regular audits on their systems. And whitelist all the authorized IP addresses.
So they're not just tossing this data out there into the internet void.
Definitely not.
They're taking precautions.
Yes. They follow all the industry standards and legal requirements to make sure that all that sensitive case information is handled really carefully.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
But now I'm wondering what's next for the AAA and their AI initiatives.
That's a great question.
What other cool developments are in the works?
One really exciting project is this feature that lets users validate their own clauses.
Oh, wow.
So after you've drafted your clause with Clause Builder AI, mm-hmm. you can actually run it through a separate validation tool.
Okay.
Just to double check that it meets all those AAA standards.
That's amazing. It's like a safety net.
Exactly.
What else is coming down the pipeline?
They're also exploring AI for extracting important information from demand forms.
Okay.
This could help automate that case initiation process even more.
So they're constantly improving. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about AI and how it's being used in legal processes,
yeah.
what about the human side of things?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see robots replacing lawyers anytime soon?
Now, that's a question that comes up a lot.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, the AAA's approach isn't about replacing humans.
Right.
It's more about empowering them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using AI to actually enhance human capabilities.
Right.
Not get rid of them.
So it's more about collaboration than competition.
Exactly. The goal is to create a system where technology and human expertise work together.
Yeah.
To make dispute resolution more efficient, fair, and accessible for everyone.
I like that. It's all about finding the right balance.
Uh-huh.
So while we wait for those robot lawyers to take over,
uh-huh.
let's take a deeper look at some of the ways the AAA is using AI to improve the experience for everyone
sure.
involved in this whole dispute resolution process.
One area where they're making big progress is in real-time case updates.
Oh, okay.
So they're developing a new API.
Yeah.
That'll provide like instant notifications on key milestones
okay.
or any changes in a case's status.
So instead of constantly checking or waiting for emails,
right.
you just get those updates pushed to you right away.
Exactly. It's all about transparency
yeah.
and keeping everyone in the loop.
Okay.
And there's more. They're completely revamping their AAA panelist search too.
Now, this is something I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this new AAA panelist search and how AI is going to make it better.
So they're building a brand new interface that uses generative AI.
Okay.
And it's all chat-based.
Okay.
So it allows users to actually search for potential panelists.
Right.
In a more intuitive and conversational way.
So instead of just entering keywords,
exactly.
you can actually have a conversation with the system
right.
to refine your search and find the best candidates.
It's like having a research assistant that's powered by AI.
Right.
Helping you find that perfect panelist for your case.
Okay, this is getting really cool. They're putting a lot of thought into making the user experience, you know, mm-hmm. really seamless and helpful.
Definitely. And they're going even further.
Oh.
By enhancing how documents are handled
yeah.
within their platforms.
Right.
Like Panelist eCenter and AAA Webfile.
Now, those platforms are key for managing cases
yeah.
and talking to panelists. What kinds of enhancements are they making?
One of the coolest new features
yeah.
is a summarize button.
Wait, did you say summarize?
Yeah.
Like it'll summarize legal documents for you?
You got it. You just click the button and the AI generates a nice, concise summary of any case document.
That could save so much time.
I know, right? Especially when you're dealing with those super long
right.
and complicated legal documents.
Yes. And to make things even easier,
yeah.
they're also adding a Q&A function.
Yes.
So what does that do?
So you can ask questions about a document.
Right.
Right there within the tool.
Okay.
And the AI will give you answers
right.
based on what's in the document.
Okay. That is next level stuff.
It is.
It's like having a research assistant right there at your fingertips.
Uh-huh.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about these specific tools and features.
Yeah.
What does this all mean for the average person who might need to use these AAA services?
I think what's interesting here is that the AAA is really making an effort to make dispute resolution less mysterious
mm-hmm.
and more democratic.
Right.
They're using AI to make these processes less intimidating and more efficient for everyone, whether you're a lawyer,
right.
a business owner,
mm-hmm.
or just an individual.
So it's not just about fancy tech.
No.
It's about making those services more user-friendly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It helps people understand their rights.
Right.
And go through these processes with more confidence.
You know, with all these advancements.
Yeah.
It seems like the AAA is really leading the way.
I think so.
In using AI in the legal field.
They're definitely at the forefront.
And what's really impressive is
yeah.
that they're committed to responsible AI development.
That's right. They're not just throwing technology at the problem.
Right.
They're carefully considering the ethical and societal implications.
That brings us back to that question of humans versus robots.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know that they're being thoughtful.
Yeah.
and focusing on how AI can best serve people.
Definitely.
But with all this innovation happening, it makes you wonder, what's next for AI in the whole legal world?
It's a good question. The potential is huge. I mean, imagine AI helping with legal research.
Yeah.
Contract drafting. Mm-hmm. Maybe even predicting case outcomes.
Sounds like we're on the verge of some big changes in the legal landscape.
I think so. And the AAA is showing us the way.
Yeah.
Showing us what's possible when you combine cutting-edge technology.
Right.
With a commitment to making things fair and accessible.
Okay. This has been a fantastic deep dive so far. We've covered a lot, but there's more to come. When we come back, we'll explore even more ways the AAA is using AI to make the legal world a little less mysterious. So stick with us. Welcome back. We're continuing our deep dive into how the AAA, the American Arbitration Association, is using AI to kind of revolutionize this whole dispute resolution thing.
Right.
Before the break, we were talking about some really cool features they're developing.
Yes.
Like that summarize button for legal documents.
Right.
And the AI-powered Q&A function.
Exactly.
It's like having a legal tech genie granting our wishes.
It really is amazing how they're using AI to make those complicated tasks so much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And all that information way more accessible.
And speaking of making things easier,
yeah,
I want to go back to those APIs for a minute.
Sure.
They sound like real game changers for streamlining case administration.
Definitely.
But could we maybe break it down a little?
Of course.
How do they actually work, you know, in the real world?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's take a closer look at those inbound APIs.
Okay.
Remember, those are the ones that deal with receiving case filings and documents.
Right.
For high-volume users, like law firms that have tons of cases,
yeah,
this is a huge efficiency boost.
So instead of manually submitting each case through the website,
exactly,
it can essentially automate the whole thing.
Yeah, they can transmit all the info and documents electronically.
Wow.
Through those APIs.
Okay.
Right from their own case management systems.
It's like a direct pipeline for legal information.
Right.
No more logging into different platforms or dealing with all that paperwork.
Exactly. And then on the other side,
yeah,
you've got those outbound APIs that handle the updates on case statuses.
Right.
And sending documents back to the clients.
Okay.
It keeps everyone in the loop.
Yeah.
Without all those back and forth emails and phone calls.
So it's all about a smoother and more transparent experience.
Exactly.
But let's get practical here.
Okay.
How do these APIs actually affect someone going through a dispute?
Okay, so let's say you're a lawyer.
Right.
And you're representing a client in a contract dispute.
Uh-huh.
With API integration.
Yeah.
You can submit the case to the AAA. Right from your system.
Okay.
You don't have to do any manual data entry.
Right.
Or switch between different platforms.
That's a serious time saver.
It is.
But once the case is in,
yeah,
how do you keep up with everything?
That's where those outbound APIs are really helpful.
Okay.
They give you real-time updates on how the case is progressing.
Okay.
Key milestones.
Mm-hmm.
And any changes that come up.
It's like a live dashboard.
Exactly.
For your case,
uh-huh,
you're always informed.
Right.
You don't have to constantly check in.
So are you seeing how these APIs make a real difference?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides?
Well, it's important to remember that technology,
yeah,
even when it's meant to make things easier,
right,
can have glitches sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Things happen.
Right. And with APIs, you have this added challenge of making sure,
yeah,
that all the systems can actually talk to each other.
Like making sure everyone speaks the same language.
Exactly.
Technologically speaking.
Uh-huh.
But even if everything's working perfectly,
yeah,
don't you still need people who know how to use these tools?
You absolutely do. The human element is still so important.
Right.
You need people who know how to navigate these systems, mm-hmm, fix any problems,
mm-hmm,
and make sure the technology is actually helping everyone.
So it's about that balance again.
It is.
Between the human expertise,
right,
and the tech innovation.
And it's also important to remember that technology is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
What's cutting edge today,
right,
might be old news tomorrow.
Yeah.
The AAA has to stay on top of things,
yeah,
to keep up with all the advancements.
It's like they're running a marathon in this legal tech world.
Yeah.
Always pushing the boundaries.
Exactly.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Because ultimately, these innovations are all about improving dispute resolution.
Yes.
Making it more fair and efficient for everyone.
I agree.
And speaking of that,
yeah,
I'm really interested in their efforts to make this legal information less intimidating. more user-friendly.
They're doing some great things in that area.
Yeah.
One example is their focus on plain language drafting.
Now, that's something I think we can all get behind.
I agree.
So tell me more about how they're promoting this whole plain language thing in legal documents.
It's a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
First, they're encouraging everyone on their own staff,
right,
arbitrators, mediators,
mm-hmm,
to write in a clear and concise style.
Okay.
Something everyone can understand.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about changing how people think about communication.
Exactly. And yeah, beyond their own practices.
Yeah.
They're also providing resources,
okay,
and training,
uh-huh,
to help others in the field,
mm-hmm,
adopt this plain language drafting.
That's great because, you know,
yeah,
let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Legal jargon can be a huge barrier for people.
It is.
Who aren't lawyers.
Yes.
It makes them feel excluded and powerless.
And when people can't understand the documents that govern their lives,
right,
and their businesses,
yeah,
it creates a real imbalance of power.
So by promoting plain language,
yes,
the AAA is not just making things easier to read.
Right.
They're actually promoting fairness and accessibility.
Absolutely. It's about empowering people.
Yeah.
Leveling the playing field.
Okay.
And they're not stopping there.
Really?
They're also working on tools and resources.
Okay.
To help people better understand their legal rights.
Right.
And their options.
That's fantastic. What kind of tools are we talking about?
One example is an online platform that explains common legal concepts.
Right.
And procedures related to dispute resolution.
Okay.
All in plain language.
So it's like a one-stop shop.
Exactly.
So understanding the legal world.
And they're also developing interactive guides.
Okay.
And checklists.
Yeah.
To help people navigate the different stages of dispute resolution.
So they're really committed to making this whole process less scary and more user-friendly.
It's really a testament to their dedication,
yeah,
to serving the needs of everyone involved in dispute resolution.
Right.
Whether they're legal professionals or just individuals facing a dispute for the first time.
You know, listening to all of this,
yeah,
it's clear that the AAA isn't just embracing technology.
Mm.
They're using it to create a more just and equitable system.
I agree.
And that's something we can all appreciate.
Definitely.
But before we wrap up,
okay,
I want to go back to something you mentioned before.
Sure.
The potential for AI to actually predict case outcomes.
Right.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But also a little unsettling.
I understand.
Can you talk more about that?
It's definitely causing a lot of discussion and debate.
Right.
The idea is that AI could analyze huge amounts of legal data.
Mm-hmm.
And identify patterns,
yeah,
to predict how a case might turn out.
Like a crystal ball for legal battles?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But it's really important to remember that these predictions,
yeah,
they'd be based on probabilities and statistics,
okay,
not absolute certainty.
That makes sense. And I imagine there are some ethical concerns there, too.
Absolutely. There are concerns about potential bias in,
yeah,
the data.
Yeah.
And questions about transparency and accountability.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about making sure it's developed and used responsibly.
Exactly. There's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
To make sure these tools are used ethically,
mm,
in a way that promotes fairness and justice.
I think this is a good place to pause for now.
Okay.
We've covered a lot in our deep dive into AI and dispute resolution.
Uh-huh.
When we come back,
yes,
we'll wrap up with some final thoughts on what this means for the future of the legal world.
Sounds good.
So stay with us. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been talking about how the AAA, the American Arbitration Association, is using AI to, you know, change the game when it comes to dispute resolution.
Uh-huh.
Before the break, we were discussing the idea of AI predicting case outcomes.
Right.
Which is both really exciting and kind of a little bit, you know,
yeah,
makes you think.
It's definitely creating a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
And for good reason. I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
Right.
To think that we could use AI to look at legal data.
Yeah.
And then kind of forecast how cases might turn out.
It's like peeking into the future of these legal battles.
Yeah.
But as you said, it's not about, you know, getting perfect predictions,
you know,
or having AI replace human judgment.
Right.
It's more about using it as a tool for insights.
Exactly.
To help inform those decisions.
It's a tool that can help everyone involved.
Yeah.
Lawyers, mediators,
mm,
even the parties in the dispute.
Right.
To better understand, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of their positions.
So it's about using AI to understand the legal world better and make smarter decisions.
Exactly. And like with any powerful tool, you've got to use it responsibly and ethically.
Which brings us back to those ethical considerations.
Yes.
What are some of the key concerns we need to think about as we move forward with this tech?
I think one of the biggest challenges is making sure the data used to train these algorithms is unbiased.
Right.
Because if the data itself has biases from the legal system, those biases could be amplified by the AI, which would lead to unfair outcomes.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
It's not.
It's about the data behind it.
That data is crucial. We have to be really careful about the data sets we use.
Right.
And make sure they're representative and inclusive.
What other ethical issues are we looking at here?
Transparency is a big one.
Okay.
How do we make sure these AI systems are transparent?
Yeah.
In how they make decisions?
Right.
People need to understand how the AI got to a certain prediction.
Because if you're going to be influenced by its insights,
exactly,
you need to be able to trust it.
And that trust comes from transparency.
Right.
And accountability.
So as we get deeper into this world of AI legal tools,
yeah,
it's not just about using the tech.
Right.
It's about developing ethical frameworks, safeguards to make sure it's used fairly.
Absolutely. It's a conversation we all need to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Legal professionals, technologists, ethicists, and the public.
Well, I think we've made a good start on that conversation today. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the AAA and their AI work.
We have.
AI-powered clause drafting, case management tools, predicting case outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that the AAA is at the forefront of, you know, a really big shift happening in the legal world.
They are definitely leading the way.
And what's really impressive to me is that they're committed to not just using tech, but using it to make things more fair and accessible.
Definitely.
And to create a more just dispute resolution process.
I completely agree. It's not about checkhancing in the newest tech trends.
Yeah.
It's about how can AI serve everyone's needs.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Thanks.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you hope our listeners will take away from all of this?
I hope they'll see that the future of dispute resolution isn't about robots replacing lawyers.
Right.
Or AI taking over the courtroom.
Yeah.
It's about using these tools to work with human capabilities, to understand the legal system better.
Yeah.
And to ultimately create a process that's more efficient and fair.
Right.
For everyone.
Well said. It's been amazing exploring this intersection of AI and the law.
Me too.
And thanks to our expert for guiding us through it all.
You're welcome.
For our listeners, if you want to learn more about the AAA and their AI work,
we'll
have links in the show notes.
Great.
And as always, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the future of AI in the legal world?
Uh-huh.
Let us know.